You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Sarah Causey, the owner and CEO of SEC Technical. They are an elite national headhunting service that specializes in finding scientists and engineers for food and agriculture companies. Sarah, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So, Sarah, what is hiring as usual and what typically happens when a company has an open position to fill?
Yes. So this is what I call hiring as usual. First and foremost, they use the post and pray strategy. I actually learned that terminology from a friend who's a realtor. So it consists of you take pictures of the house, you post a sign in the yard, you post an ad online, and then you pray that a buyer shows up. Really gone are the days of people going out and proactively hunting for buyers. And so it is with the hiring process. So let's say that a company has an open position to fill. They use the post and pray strategy. They go to Indeed, LinkedIn, Career Builder, post a job description, and then pray the right candidate shows up. They assume, typically, that they have no other options aside from the job boards, and they also rely solely on their own corporate recruiting or HR departments. They get stuck in this idea that a high volume of resumes is somehow better than finding one or two high-quality, high-caliber candidates to meet with. It's sort of like the difference between saying, tonight we're going to go to an all-you-can-eat cheap buffet, or tonight we're going to have an awesome dinner at a Michelin-starred restaurant. There's a huge difference in the experience that you get.
And what are some of the things that go wrong during the interview process from what you've seen and from your experience?
So, job board candidates are usually job shoppers, board opportunists, or tire kickers. In fact, it's interesting to me, Indeed released a survey of what they call their own top performers. 92% of their top performers say they look for job opportunities multiple times per year. 77% of those say they look at new jobs monthly, which means if you've brought someone in for your company from Indeed, more than likely within a month, he or she will already have a resume posted on Indeed, and they'll already be looking for their next big opportunity. Now, that should give you steam coming out of your ears when you think about how much you've spent to onboard this person, and within a month, they're already looking for something new. Also, people often lie or grossly exaggerate on their resumes, and it may become clear that the person is clueless once you sit down with him. But unfortunately, by that point, you've already cleared off space in your calendar, and then you're sitting in your office face-to-face with someone, which is super awkward. You have no backstory or context for this person, so essentially you have no idea who you're sitting down with. It's kind of like meeting someone for a blind date from the internet. Maybe Prince Charming shows up, or maybe you get the toad. Now, if you do have someone in your office that you think is a good prospect, using a long, protracted interview process will turn good candidates off. So let's say we have someone who's a passive candidate. They're gainfully employed, and they're happy. They're not out pounding the pavement looking to one-up their current opportunity. They're just curious to see if your company might be the right fit for them. If you make them go through 10 interviews and a three-hour-long personality profile and something that might be used to vet someone for the CIA, they're going to get tired of this long, crazy, arduous process that you've set out, and they'll give up.
And Sarah, what indications are there that a candidate is a good prospect rather than a mishire or waiting to happen, or can you even know ahead of time?
Great question. So across the board, regardless of industry and regardless of the nature of the position that you're trying to fill, there are certain positive signs and signals that you should look for. One is they have good, consistent communication from start to finish. They actively listen and they genuinely care. They are curious and engaged. So at no point in the process do they ghost you. They never vanish without a trace or leave you hanging. If they say that they're going to come in for an interview at 3 p.m., they don't show up at 10 a.m., nor do they not show up at all. By 2:50, they're going to be in your lobby if it's a 3 p.m. interview. So they do what they say, and they mean what they say, too. They follow up promptly, and they don't conceal their thoughts. There's no playing head games with them. There's no hard-to-get cat and mouse. Are they interested? Are they playing it cool? They'll make it clear that they want to work for you. They don't toss out surprises or sudden bad behavior at the finish line. One example might be, gosh, you know, I lied on my application. I actually do have a criminal history. Another might be, well, I said I wanted 80K to take this job, but now it's 100. Good candidates don't do those types of things to you. Also, one that people don't always think about, they set a reasonable start date and they don't linger unnecessarily. So what I mean by that is, unless you are looking at someone for a C-suite position, CEO, CFO, something of that nature, where they would need a longer transition period, for everyone else, it really is a standard two-week notice. So if you're about to hire John Doe and he tells you that he needs 6 or 8 weeks or more to wrap up his current projects at his company to help train his replacement or to help hire his replacement, that should send off some alarm bells in your mind, because 9 out of 10 times he either has some kind of unresolved emotional business at his current company and he really wants to stay, and or he's hoping that they will give him an aggressive counteroffer to stay. So if someone's motivated to work for you, they will put in a proper two-week notice and be there at the right time.
Today we are joined by Sarah Causey, the owner and CEO of SEC Technical, an elite national headhunting service that specializes in finding scientists and engineers for food and agriculture companies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Sarah, worst case scenario, let's say that the company has hired someone who seemed great during the interview but is now a nightmare. What then?
Yes, it is tempting to ignore the problem and hope it goes away. Here's why you can't. You're wasting time and effort. You're losing money. And as we know, bad behavior is contagious. You may have a team with 8 members that are positive, they have a sunny disposition, they come to work every day and they want to be there, but if you onboard one negative Nancy, negativity spreads much faster than positivity does, and it can drag down the morale of your entire team. And as we know, if you're not making money, you're losing money. So you can't ignore the problem and just hope maybe kind of sort of it'll go away on its own. Fortunately, there is an easy button for someone in this situation, and that's hire someone to help you. A qualified headhunter or search firm can help you find someone that's not only a suitable replacement, but someone who will truly drive revenue and improve processes in your company. They will help to coordinate the interview process so that you can meet suitable replacements privately and not worry about the confidentiality of the search. No muss, no fuss, and no more dead weight on your team.
Now, what is it like to work with a headhunter? What's the difference between someone who specializes in an industry rather than the generic temp agency down the street?
A good headhunter will walk you through the process of how he works at the beginning so that you have a clear understanding of what will happen at each stage of the game. He will find someone who meets your specifications and will eliminate that frustration of sorting through a huge stack of C-minus resumes or running an ad and then getting nothing at all in response. Job boards tend to be feast or famine. You either get throttled with hundreds of resumes from all the wrong people, or you get nothing at all. Working with a headhunter eliminates all of that. Now, it's very important to work with someone who specializes in your industry and your niche. The generic staffing company down the street usually does not. They find store cashiers at 9 a.m., airline pilots at 10, and welders at noon. If you're looking for, let's say, a jib accountant, you need to work with a headhunter who specializes in accounting for the oil and gas industry. Or if you're looking for an R&D food scientist, you need to work with someone like me who specializes in finding STEM professionals for the food industry specifically.
Well, I'm sure that the listeners have found this most helpful, and we thank you for your time. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip in conclusion?
Never forget to ask for help. Fortunately, there is an easy button, and you'd be foolish not to use it.
And that is obviously sound advice. And we thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us here today. Where can listeners get all the details on SEC Technical?
Awesome. You can call 918-949-5074, or you can visit us online anytime at sectechnical.com.
Sarah, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best, and again, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Sarah Causey, the owner and CEO of SEC Technical, an elite national headhunting service that specializes in finding scientists and engineers for food and agriculture companies. And for all the details and to learn more, visit sectechnical.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with an app coming to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.